Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, Bordello is making everyone cry. Samori, tissue sales have jumped following the release of her single, Easy on Me.
Is it insane that the sale of Kleenex went up right at winter solstice?
She proposed to me.
He proposed to you?
Yes.
She's just delusional.
I'm shocked you're obsessed.
Why?
With
I love it. I eat it up. Nom, nom, nom.
Everybody's gotta talk.
They are massive.
They're geese, that's why.
What the
Her mind's going to be blown when she discovers swans. I mean.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. I guess Christmas has come early because Nina, Hunter, and I are all back together.
Yes.
Woo. The energy.
Did you guys miss me?
Oh, man, you have no idea.
My little family.
It was, yeah. It's always weird
Hunter
starting.
Hunter was so pleasant on this call today.
Was he pleasant?
Oh, he was like, good morning.
Yeah.
That's how I know he misses me.
A little extra pep in the step. All right, Channing is shaking his tatums.
Oh, boy.
One last time, I wrote that.
You're great, good.
Thank you.
Whoever wrote that, kudos.
Someone wrote that. Elizabeth wrote that. Warner Brothers and Channing just announced the next installment of his inspiring Magic Mike movies, and they will premiere on HBO Max.
Oh, God.
So more of all of this is going to happen. Oh, my God, my bits, you guys. I've never
Morgan and I have never seen Magic Mike. I've never seen Magic Mike.
We need to do that this holiday season.
I don't.
I'm the only one who's seen Magic Mike. This is a true story. Magic Mike 3, in this new, like, plot they have, they apparently go find this stripper who hasn't done it for years. And it's Al Pacino. And Al Pacino comes out, he does a 16-minute full nude final routine, and the whole time he's going, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. That's a true story. Look it up, it's like been leaked online.
What the f***?
You really went after this.
That's true.
Hoo-ah, what's the sound?
Hoo-ah. And then he goes,
please don't.
Ah, I haven't done this for years. And he does a thing where he calls it the helicopter,
okay,
but we all know
done.
What it is.
You're done. You're done.
Oh, my God. Who else was involved in
that? Don't.
Yeah. Robert De Niro comes in earlier in the movie.
No.
And goes,
you want to see?
We are not turning this show into impressionists. We're not doing this.
Will you guys watch Magic Mike 3?
No,
I haven't found the need to watch the first. I have already told you guys I think male strippers are horrifying.
Yeah,
no
not
shade,
for you.
But shade. I can't get into it.
The clips are enough for me.
Are you still thinking about Al Pacino?
Oh my God. What the f*** was that? It was just so weird. I don't know.
I'm being honest. It's what's going to happen in this movie. They all get out of their wheelchairs. They find Al Pacino.
Oh my gosh. All right, and suddenly that Bumble endorsement from Tiffany Haddish isn't aging so well because she and Common have gone their separate ways.
Aww.
People reported that both of them are just too busy for a serious relationship and are never in the same city. Have either of you been too busy for a relationship?
Yeah, I feel like I am right now.
Oh, so is it there someone that you really like and you just can't make it work?
No.
There's people that really like her and she can't make it work with them.
when you're busy, and also I think it's when your work is your priority as much as you like the other person, you're in a groove and you want to keep going, you just don't have time to, like...
I think you make time if the vibe is right.
Yeah.
But, like, it has to be the right situation.
It has
otherwise,
to be worth
like,
it.
Yeah, it has to be worth it.
Yeah, and I think they were together for a year. Like, they put their heart into it, and, like, it's time to go their separate ways.
I never felt like this was a... Not that it wasn't real, but I felt like it wasn't real.
Really?
Like, it just never felt... Did you feel chemistry from them? I didn't.
Also, they are really busy. Tiffany literally has 7 movies in production right now. And then Common, I think, does 1 movie every 5 years and then wins an EGOT every time he does it.
Okay, would you stop it?
It's true.
He does win it. Literally, he'll do one thing and it'll be like,
He's always working. He's on shows. And you're always trying to
He's always collecting awards.
You're always trying to down people.
I just said he got the EGOT every time. I was complimenting him.
He's talented, man.
Yeah, but you're like, he won 1 movie every 5 years.
What's the last movie Common did?
Wanted?
He's busy. He's producing.
He's doing.
At least she had an answer. Well, we're sad to see them separate.
Yeah, I mean, I'm never happy for a breakup, but I can't say that I didn't see this coming.
Right.
Yeah. Same. The Bumble ads were a little suspicious to me. At that point, I'm like, this feels odd.
Odd, off-brand. Let's move on because Fidel is making everyone cry some more. You guys, a report came out saying Tissue sales have jumped following the release of her single Easy on Me, and it's only going to get more emotional as she just announced her Vegas residency.
Wow.
So, that's insane.
Is it insane, though? Is it insane that the sale of Kleenex went up right at winter solstice? You know what's crazy is Adele's latest album also saw a huge increase in the sale of Zyrtec, you know? So Adele's really got a huge impact right now.
I'm like, okay, I don't think these things are correlated.
I don't either.
I was more shocked, less about the Kleenex, more about the Vegas residency. Remember when Vegas residencies were for people whose careers were over?
Moonlighting.
And now it's like the hot thing.
So would you guys go to Adele's show in Vegas?
Sure, I would go. I would do it like as a group thing.
Totally. I'm so into that. I saw Lady Gaga in Vegas. I'm not like the biggest concert goer, though.
Me either.
Probably same, too. No, it's true.
And sporting events, you're not going to those. Or are you?
What does that mean?
I just feel like you're not a sporting event person.
You really got offended.
I just like, you're not like, let's go to the game tonight.
Yeah,
like,
you're not
your vibe.
Let's go to the game guy.
Yeah, you're like, let's improv at my house and like talk.
Like Jose is at the Lakers game every week. You know, you're not going to a Lakers game.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, let me just say, you're right. I don't like it though. I don't like the tone. I don't go. But one thing that really bothers me is the getting in and out, driving to the place, checking in, finding your seat, parking, all that stuff. Horrible. And then leaving. It's all miserable. Yeah. It's not worth 3 hours of me not really understanding the sport anyway.
Yeah, it's so true.
I did go to a Rams game, but I went. It was in a very elevated
way to go. You
got
to go in a box.
Like, yeah, it was people had a box they invited. Yeah. It was worth it. It really was.
It's fun to do things, like, in the right way.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, like, in the crowd.
When old enough, you pay for the convenience, because when you get older, there's certain you just don't want to do anymore.
No way.
Yeah. So if you guys are watching this, just get rich, and then you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Basically. All right, we're moving on to Billy Porter, because he's fantastic. So if you guys want to know how to make an entrance, take notes from Billy, because he worked the Fashion Awards red carpet and brought voguing and acrobats.
Quite the entrance.
Quite the entrance, but kind of beautiful in a way. I said that to Nina. She rolled her eyes at me.
true story.
Oh, here we go.
That is the intro to Magic Mike 3.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding you. They were taping for Magic Mike 3.
Okay.
It was very ethereal.
It's just, you know, when I see stuff like this, I'm like, LA is so strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm here for Billy Porter, like, having his moment.
I think, personally, for me, his outfit blended in too much with the outfits of the background performers, and I didn't feel like there was enough contrast where he could stand out amongst the performance. Like, look at that. He gets lost within the crowd. This is my impression of Brad Goreski. And it's... I'm trying to get a role on these red carpets,
I think he should have done, like, a pink houndstooth. I loved his outfit, but I actually really agree with what you're saying.
He needed something to pop. He didn't pop. But that's just me. That's just me.
Yeah, it's true. We hate you you are.
Honestly.
Where's my damn bottle for the break?
They stopped putting me on these red carpets. I want an opportunity.
By the way, I want to bring us back. I want us all to go on the red carpet together.
Yeah, so do I.
Nina doesn't want to do it without us. That's what you said.
That's what I said.
Yeah. All right, we have to take a break, but coming up, a love triangle gets messy, but who is lying, you guys? Plus, a strange fear ruins a reality star's chance at love. That's next.
Oh, my God.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Debuted last week with a messy love triangle that has everyone confused.
Obsessed.
New girl Emma admitted she was dating a guy at the same time Christine was. Ooh, scandalous, you guys. And now that they work together, they decided to talk it out.
I was with him for 2.5 years. He proposed to me. He proposed to you? I couldn't believe it. You guys were like engaged 2 months later. So when did he propose? Probably 3 months before. I would say like 3 months before all this happened.
Okay, Nina, since you are a resident Selling Sunset expert, first of all, I will go on record and say I'm shocked you're obsessed
with
this show.
I love it. I eat it up.
I feel like this is something that I would normally love, and you'd be like,
I am obsessed with Selling Sunset. Obsessed!
So just tell me what you think is happening between these two ladies. So obviously, they share a boyfriend, or ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend. First of all, the fact that they're having this conversation is odd to me, because this happened 5 years ago.
Shut the up.
This happened 5 years ago. And it's not Emma bringing it up. It's Christine. Christine is bringing it up. She's like, she doesn't want this girl to work in the office because they share this history.
Oh, my God. I thought this was like 2 weeks ago.
No, baby. No, Christine is married with a new baby.
With somebody else?
Yes! Yeah. And she is panini pressed about Emma. She's pressed about this girl. She starts crying. She keeps saying, I want to move forward. During the show, every time she retells the story about getting cheated on with this guy, she's crying. Imagine sitting at home with your new baby and the husband is watching you cry over this old...
This is what happens when you don't go to therapy to really resolve.
You got to get it together.
You do.
I wish I would be remarried. Mind you, she married a tech guy. He's worth $20 million. They're going on vacation.
She's crying?
He bought her a house.
What's there to cry about? Christine, call me. I'll walk you through it.
Ironically, I got back from Sacramento Saturday, binged the show with my sister, get here Saturday night, go out at night.
Oh, you went out at night.
I went out to dinner.
Okay.
Selling Sunset Cruise at dinner. Bought us drinks.
So nice.
Very nice. Everybody's
nice. So Christine was there?
Christine was not there because they don't f*** with her.
They don't like her?
No, baby. No. Christine was not there.
So Chriselle was there.
Chriselle was there. Jason, yes. Lovely. They were lovely. Bought us drinks. Lovely.
All right. And over on Portia's Family Matters, things are getting petty, you guys. The guest list to her party gets complicated because she had some strict rules for her ex, Dennis.
I think it's fair that, you know, since Portia's engaged, it should be common courtesy for me to bring a guest, too.
If it's somebody that he wants to bring around my daughter, cool. Bring the heifer. But if you're just bringing just anybody that you done met off the street, then no.
Every other guest you invited is a plus one. And if you're inviting Dennis, he should have the benefit of a plus one.
He can bring a homeboy. Maybe I am completely blind.
Yes, you are.
By something, and
yes,
I don't know.
Yes, you are. You're blinded by some history.
That's a very grounded guy.
He's very grounded, because I would have been upset.
I like him.
Well, I think her point was valid. I feel like if you share a child with somebody, you have broken up with them, and your partner, ex-partner, moves on with somebody that they are taking seriously and see a relationship with and want to be committed to, then they're allowed and entitled to bring them around your child. If this is going to be somebody they foresee in their life, if he's just bringing random dates to events, that's not cool.
Well, also, like, you just don't get to dictate what someone does once you have decided to end the relationship.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that.
Listen, the patience that all of these men on reality TV have.
He was being so like, yeah, let him bring somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I mean, I also agree, like, you know, people are going to be dumb. Like, my dad is the type of guy where when we have, like, family dinners with him, and he'll bring a girl he's gone on, like, three dates with to his birthday dinner with his ex-wife, my stepdad.
Oh, my God. You all go to dinner for those?
Yeah, we all go to, like, our birthday dinners. It's very tight, you know? Like, everybody goes, but my dad will bring a girl that he's gone on two or three dates with.
And does your mom just roll her eyes?
All of us roll our eyes. We're like, what the f*** are you doing, man? Like, we've talked...
are you doing,
man? I literally call my dad. I'm like, and he goes, I'm bringing Michelle. And I go, who's Michelle? He goes, you know Michelle. I'm like, no. How long have you known Michelle? He goes, about a month. I go, I don't know. I've never even heard of Michelle. He goes, you're going to like her. And I go, no, I'm not, Dad. Guaranteed. And then every time it's so awkward because this woman is like trying her hardest to be my mother.
Moving on. We have a love trap update, you guys, but for once, we're not going to show you someone falling through a trap door. Instead, David took one of the girls on a boat ride where she faced her biggest fear.
Oh, my God. There's actually f***ing dogs. No, I'm actually scared of dogs. I'm actually scared of dogs. Why are there dogs everywhere?
Just a lake.
They are massive.
They're geese, that's why.
What the f***?
Her mind's going to be flown when she discovers swans. I mean...
I'm shocked that she's never come into contact with ducks.
I think she has. I think she just doesn't like them.
Of all the people to talk about, like, scary geese, we should be at the top of the list because at this office, we have, like, the scariest geese in the world.
No, they actually were terrifying. Like, there was one that used to literally fly up to the roof from down here.
Yeah, well, there was one time I'm going outside, and I see a mother. She's got, like, her kid with her, and her daughter's, like, 8 years old. And the geese is coming up to the daughter, and I see the mom laughing. And in my mind, I'm like, she doesn't realize that's a psycho geese. Daughter!
Did you warn them?
I couldn't warn him in time because the daughter starts like walking up to the geese with her hand out and the geese goes. It would be so funny if when this girl is eliminated from the show, because undoubtedly she's going to be, you can't date someone who's afraid of ducks. But right when she's about to drop, they just have a duck sound effect from underneath the floor.
Oh my
and she
God.
Thinks she's falling into a bag of ducks.
You really are sadistic. You're really crazy.
Oh,
you're
crazy. So funny.
Like out of your mind. We have to take another break, but coming up, a self-defense video goes viral for all of the wrong reasons. Plus, a couple finds an unexpected visitor in their house. The show, you guys. All right, now you might still be living off leftovers, but we're here to serve brand new piping hot viral videos to you.
Piping hot.
Our loyal viewers. Oh my God. All right, that's right. It is time for
Dubs Remix.
Insane. All right, I have to scoot up again. First up, sure, we make a lot of jokes here, but sometimes we want to get to serious business, like how to avoid kidnapping.
Absolutely.
Good. No jokes,
guys. This is for Hunter.
By the way,
we need him to learn lessons.
Let's not make a single joke about this. Let's be serious. Go ahead.
All right. Unfortunately, following advice from Detroit Urban Survival Training might
just make... Wait a minute. It's called Detroit Urban Survival Training? That's the name of it?
That's the name. Might make things worse, though. Check it out.
All right, so the way that works.
Okay, goodbye.
When the man grabbed the child's arm, the mother pushed here on the thumb, causing the thumb to let go.
What? First of all, why does this man, I see he has a bunch of these videos, the Detroit Urban Survival Training.
Dust.
Or dust, as it's being called.
Dust.
Why does he wear the earpiece?
I don't.
Does anybody know?
I don't know.
I've always said every woman should just carry mace. It's like, that's like, carry mace. You're never going to be able to remove a guy's finger.
Oh, really? Women need it? You need it, too.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
You need some mace, too, boo-boo.
I am, and I know you're just kidding right now because you see me, I'm a very imposing figure. A lot of people say I'm built like an Amish home, you know? Sturdy. Good luck knocking this thing over.
Whatever happened to a good old kick in the nuts?
I feel like the guy also grabbed the wrist and then looked at the mother like, do you mind? It's like, that's not how it happened, you know?
We'll do a survival video. That's what we should do for social.
We should do a survival video.
In front of the pond.
Led by Hunter.
Hunter's Urban reasoning training, AKA hurt.
And sometimes we have house guests that just don't know when to leave. Like this couple who had to go to desperate measures to get rid of a squatter in their chair.
In their chair.
It was a rat.
He's a big
yeah, he is.
Oh. No baby.
Yeah, he is.
Where is he?
Over behind the hose. He ran over my foot.
Oh my God, it's a rat. Just go move it.
No.
You got the glove. Just go shake it.
What's wrong with him?
I've done my part.
Just go shake the hose thing for me.
I would say hi to a rat. I'm an animal lover, you guys.
Girl.
No, before Morgan was ever on TV, she was rat girl in her school. She had like the rat, she took pictures, it was her pet.
I had two mice, I told you, Clementine and
Stuart
Little, too.
Yeah, that's who you were.
Yeah, I have a fear of rodents. Like a rodent in my house, it's their house now, I'm out. Like it's just not
your vibe.
Are you good with like? Are you? You're in a house. It's a little woodsy.
I got Lucy to kind of protect the inside of the house.
Like, okay.
The rats don't come into a house that has like a dog who chases rats. Like,
mm-hmm. But you see a raccoon, mind your business.
Yeah.
They fight.
They fight.
They
I
fight,
remember.
And don't bring your dogs around them.
Oh,
they'll attack
oh,
your
dog. Oh, I know.
Dogs.
You had that.
They'll attack dogs for sure. And raccoons like to gouge dogs' eyes out. So,
whoa,
like, if you're... Don't send your dog out to get the raccoon. It's gonna be a mess unless you got a big-ass dog.
Yeah,
Lucy would
is,
be fine.
Yeah,
no, Lucy would, get
would
her
not
ass
make
whooped.
It. All right, next up, being single at a wedding can be tough, especially when it comes to the bouquet toss. Luckily, this woman figured out the perfect way to get out of it. I can't laugh too hard because I'll pee.
Yeah, now is not the time to do the worm, lady.
She didn't even have shoes on.
No,
wait,
she...
But why didn't she just wait for it to be thrown?
I asked Morgan if she did this and she rolled her eyes at me.
No way. Who was I throwing it to? By the way, I only had three women at my wedding and they were all married anyway, so.
But I've never participated in this because it's always
the
savagery.
Stupidest thing on the
planet. It seems dumb to me. You know,
yeah.
I get it's tradition, so people want to do it. But I'm always like at the side, like drinking, like these bitches are crazy.
Sadly, guys.
That's it?
No.
That's all.
Devastating. That is all the time we have for tonight, but. We will be back tomorrow.
We will.
We
love
so
you.
Set those DVRs and we will see you guys then. Bye.
Bye-bye.